Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. Everybody, welcome back to the Cryptoeconomy Podcast. We got the quick read 34 and a half with the announcement of lap number 4. And this one is called Pay Per Call from the Blockstream.com blog. The title is Pay Per Call Shows the Full Power of Lightning Charge. Blockstream's week of Lightning Charge laps has already revealed powerful new utilities for web developers. FileBazaar and Lightning Publisher for WordPress empowers creators, while NanoTip brings tip jars to the Lightning Network. However, Lightning Charge can also be used to create laps that give the developer unbounded creativity, as shown by Pay Per Call, the most flexible of our laps to date. Pay per call fulfills the long-held promise of a next-generation web of micropayments, where web developers can request payments for specific, programmatic API actions. Want to require a micropayment when a user sends an SMS? Want to offer image processing services for a micro fee? Pay per call allows developers to do so, and with Lightning's instant payments, it enables instantaneous access to an API's functionality. Node.js programmers can access pay-per-call directly as an express middleware that requires payments to the developer's Lightning Charge server before it allows API requests to pass through. Other developers can run pay-per-call as a reverse proxy, which similarly intercepts service calls until payments have been made. For users, the experience is simple. If they want to take advantage of a pay-per-call Lightning Charge service, they simply access the developer's URL to create a Lightning Network invoice, and after they pay it, they can make their function call, running the service that the developer is providing. Of the Lightning Charge laps that Blockstream is rolling out this week, pay-per-call may be the most exciting because anything is possible. It could be the foundation of an entirely new class of services on the internet. We look forward to seeing what services developers put into testing as the Lightning Network moves toward production. And that will conclude lap number 4 from the blog posts on Blockstream.com and again by developer Nadav Ivgi. Got 3 more to go, so be sure to subscribe, like, and follow, and all that wonderful stuff to stay in the loop on all the new Lightning developments. I will catch you guys next time. This has been a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. Take it easy.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.